Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kane. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Kane. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Marsh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunter. The throw from Wilson, and Marsh drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball four. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0-for-1 in the game. Cocos bunts towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to second. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into center field. Rivera picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rivera. Groth scores. Lenhart moves to third. Courtney moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunter. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Wilson trying to get to third. Groth throws the ball into Dyke, who tags Wilson for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce takes first base on ball 4. Marsh moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Marsh moves to third. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marsh scores. Fox moves to second. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Fain moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive towards short. Hunter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunter strikes out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-1 in the game. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kane for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Groth. The throw from Wilson and he is out, Marsh applying the tag. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokos takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kokos moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marsh takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pierce bunts towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. Marsh moves to second. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0 for 2 in the game. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Groth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Groth reaches second base with a double. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Wilson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Wilson. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kokos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 3 in the game. Severs bunts towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Kokos moves to second. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kokos scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Browns. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenhart moves to second. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Kokos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealy's fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0 for 3 in the game. Kane is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Bearden pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bearden moves to third. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards second. Young scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Dobson now pitching. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kokos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mealy throws the ball into Marsh, who tags Kokos trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Tom Wright pinch hits for Red Wilson. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.